Stana Talk Radio.
Stana Talk Radio is a volunteer-only, non-profit blog talk radio show that is not endorsed by Stana Katic. Stana Katic is not responsible for any of the content or comments made by anyone on the following show. Stana Talk Radio will not be selling or requesting anything in the name of Stana Katic. This show is a unique opportunity for everyone who supports her to get together on a regular basis to try to catch each other up on everything Stana. Our hope is that this show will be an additional fun place for everyone to participate and enhance our continued support of this amazingly talented woman. Hello, and welcome back to Stana Talk Radio. Tonight is Tuesday. It's a Stana Tuesday, of course. It's August 23rd, 2016, and this is Cheryl in the middle of the United States in a little state called Kansas.
Hello, everybody. That little old state. Hello, everybody. This is Mia in Oregon.
Hi, guys. This is Elena in Brooklyn, New York.
Yay.
In the big, big state of New York.
The big one. The big apple.
Uh-huh. There's a little apple here. You know, my niece goes to, and nephew go to K-State, and there's a it's in Manhattan, Kansas. They call it the little apple. It's awful adorable.
I had no idea it even existed. I've heard of that. I know there's
K-State,
another Brooklyn, Brooklyn somewhere. I can't remember what state it's in, but there is another. There's a little town or city called Brooklyn. So,
we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about any of that. We know what they care about right now.
What do they care about?
What
is something going on?
I don't know.
I don't know. What's going on tonight?
Is anyone listening?
Let's do the news. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, let's do some news real quick so we can get to why they are listening.
Straight from the STR newsroom, here's your latest news updates.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Cheryl, for helping compile these news items. I was
getting carpal tunnel,
cutting up pieces of paper all afternoon. But anyway, I can talk about that later. So first of all, Castle Season 8 DVDs, I know I mentioned this before, but Cheryl found the info that the retail list price is $45.99 for the Season 8 box set, but you can currently find the set on sale on Amazon.com and also at Target for $32.99. So you can pre-order those. You can order those now, is what I meant to say. And
you're nervous, I could tell.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm really tired. I can like barely see straight. But I gotta get my game face on for this video thing and stuff. And so anyway, what is included
She didn't know she was doing that, so I have to give Mia kudos. She didn't know she was gonna be doing that, so way to step up, girl. Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thanks, guys. So the Castle Season 8 DVD box set includes 22 episodes and will not be including the alternate ending as originally planned. It will include two audio commentaries, one from Adam Baldwin and Nathan Fillion, and then another from Seamus, John, and Barry O'Brien. And it will also contain a blooper reel, a few deleted scenes, and a featurette where the cast's detective-slash-problem-solving abilities are put to the test when they're placed in a puzzle room, similar to the one Castle and Beckett faced in The Blame Game. So that should be a fun featurette.
Mm-hmm.
On my way home, I did stop by Target, I have to
admit. Did you?
They had one left. I bought it. And
good job, Cheryl.
It has Stana in it, so I'm buying it.
I know.
I thought it was ironic that not ironic, that's a bad choice of words.
I thought it was interesting that on the back cover, and they normally put, you know, the People's Choice Award winner for favorite TV crime drama for 4 years in a row is what they put on it last year. This year they put the People's Choice Award winners for favorite TV crime drama actor and actress. Finally!
That's
on the very last one. That's their comment. Anyway, but they look shiny on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny. So next up, Sister Cities.
Yeah.
Will be broadcast on Lifetime Cable Network on Saturday, September 17th. That was announced by Variety earlier in the month. And so Lifetime has picked up the TV rights to the indie pick Sister Cities, starring Jackie Weaver, Stana Katic. Woo, woo, woo. Jeff Wexler, Michelle Trachtenberg, and Troyan Belisario. The drama tells the story of four estranged sisters who are brought together by their mother's death. It's set to bow on the cabler on Lifetime, September 17th. Amy Smart, Alfred Molina, and Tom Everett Scott also star. And so, yeah, I think we needed to plan a Sister Cities viewing party that Saturday, that weekend.
Yes.
Definitely.
We need to come up with a really cool hashtag, too. I know there's going to be lots of parties. You know, it's not to discourage any other ones. So if you've already planned on going to one, great. So we're just going to have another big one. So
that'll
everybody
be so
do
fun
it.
To finally watch
yep.
that movie. I can't wait to see Stana.
Indeed. Indeed.
So that'll be fun. I wonder how that'll work, because I'm in a later time zone.
Well, I was gonna let everybody know you can download the if you live in the United States, I think in Canada as well. You can download the Lifetime app, and through your cable provider, you can watch it. Kind of like how you used to be able to do ESPN and all those. Oh, like you know, TBS, things like that. You can put in your cable provider. You can watch it, and it doesn't. You don't have to be live when it's on. You can go back and forth on time zones. So
okay, I'll see if it's available just right away on the 17th, and then hopefully I can watch it at the same time as whenever we decide our viewing party will be.
I don't know what time it is. I looked everywhere. Does somebody know what time it is? If you do, tweet me.
Tweet us. Anyway, that'll be really fun. It's definitely something to look forward to in the next few weeks. And speaking of things to look forward to, of course, White Rabbit, Red Rabbit is Stana's new play she will be starring in, which will take place in New York City on September 26th. At the West Side Theater, and that is on a Monday in about a month. And, yeah, I thought it was pretty fun watching her kind of tease the her announcement that she would be taking, that she would be, you know, participating in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think I'll read the whole thing.
Please
here,
don't.
We're really looking forward to that.
I gave you a lot to work with, kiddo.
Yeah. Thank you. But so we know a lot of Stana fans will be in attendance, and, of course, we're going to have our drawing for the free pair of tickets here in just a couple of minutes. And so we also wanted to mention that we are planning kind of an impromptu – well, not really impromptu, but a meetup prior to the play on the 26th, so like the afternoon of the 26th. And so in the weeks leading up to that, we'll try to get some type of head count and be able to give that to the venue.
Maybe I'll tweet about that tonight. So those of you listening live right now on STR, I'll tweet, and Stephanie over on Facebook, she'll Facebook. We want to kind of get an idea of how many people are going to New York, or if you don't have tickets and you're not the winner tonight, I'm sorry, then come by. You know, if you're in the area, come by. We'd like to see you. And, of course, we'll probably have something to give you. We always do. So. But we want to get an idea of how many people, because that does make a difference on the few couple places we're vying to be. So I'll tweet after the show later tonight.
Okay.
And Stephanie, you can too when you get home from work or comfortable or whatever. Okay.
And yeah, Stephanie is kind enough to run our Facebook page, and she's so awesome at it, and is so on top of things.
Great job.
Yeah, shout out.
Hello.
Hello.
And also a requirement of people attending the NYC Stana fan meetup. A requirement that I'm making a requirement. Instating right now is that lots of photos and videos and whatnot, you know, so that people who can't be there like me can live vicariously through all of you.
Since you brought Elaine and I to USC and we brought Elena with us to Sundance Mio, we're bringing Flat Mio with us to New York City. You will be in every
picture.
You'll be there. Don't worry.
Okay, I don't need to be in every picture probably, but... A photobomb every picture.
You'll be there. Well, you put us in the front row, even though it was under your seat at CNC at USC. So that was kind of you. We were there.
Yes.
So you're going with us, kiddo. Anyway.
And then final news item before we do this drawing. I'm getting really amped up about this. The Rendezvous will be premiering at the Mill Valley Film Festival. And what is the information about that? I can't even remember the name of the town that it's in. It's near San Francisco, correct? Like San Rafael?
Yeah.
San Rafael.
Okay, good.
Well, there's multiple, kind of like Sundance, it's in multiple locations. So it's in that area. So.
Okay.
But they're going to need the biggest theater there is for this film. I hope it's in the biggest theater. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, me too.
So what are the
like
key
Eccles
dates?
Equivalent. The key date is September 12th. That's when we'll be find out the screening times of all of the films at the festival. And so that's when we'll find out when the Rendezvous is premiering. And then what is the 17th? Is that when the tickets will be open, will be available for
general
admission, general public?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Before then, you either have to be a member or you have to buy the entire package deal, which is pretty expensive. Which,
yeah.
I mean, you can go buy those right now. If you are rich, please do. You're guaranteed to go.
but I think that even those tickets are not... like guaranteed seats to every, it's like you still have to reserve your spot once it opens or something.
Yeah, I was reading their methodology, kind of like Sundance does for, say a theater sold out and how you can get in line and, you know, virtually, and any seat that's not filled at the time of the beginning, a few minutes before it starts, they'll fill them with people that are on the wait list. So they have a different way of doing it than Sundance does, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll all learn all the details on how that works after we find out when it is on the show.
So September 12th, we'll stay tuned. So.
I'm so excited.
So let me put this on speakerphone so I can try to get ready for this video thingy.
Okay.
Bear with me.
All right,
1 second.
How's Nikki doing, Elena, while she's doing that? How's Nikki doing?
He is good. I was just updating me and Cheryl before we went live, and he had his appointment today with his doctor, and he's going to be 10 months old next week, and he's already reached his growth goals, both height and weight-wise, for a child who's supposed to be a one-year-old. So he's a little... he's a little ahead of schedule with that, but he's doing great. You know, he's... loves to clap hands. He likes to put his hands on the side of his head and kind of go, ay, 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 back and forth. And he's a funny kid. He's a ham for sure. So You know, we're just, I've been enjoying him and, you know, getting ready to used to the idea of going, you know, back to work in a couple of weeks as the new school year starts up, and, you know, kind of bummed about that, but, you know, what am I going to do? I got to go back to work. So
we can't wait to meet him. Candace, big shout out to Candace Ledbetter on Twitter. I just retweeted her. Sister Cities airs at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on the 17th of September. So, yay.
Great.
Hey,
well, looking forward to it.
Good info.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mia, are you on Periscope?
Get this going.
I'm excited. I just downloaded the Periscope app just for this because I have no idea. I'm like, this is like one of those newfangled things that kids are using. So I downloaded it, and I'm like, oh, I see. All right, let's see.
Says I'm live, and I think people are watching.
I'm watching.
Okay. I'm not watching because I have to run Blog Talk. So
oh, there you are. Hold on. Do you hear that?
People are watching.
That's you.
I wonder if I should mute my...
Okay.
Here,
so.
I'm going to put my volume all the way down.
Okay.
You don't have to mute yourself.
Okay, so for anybody who's watching right now on Periscope or on Twitter, I'm doing a weird multitasking thing where I'm like on our podcast live, but I'm also doing video, so it's a little bit confusing for me and hopefully not confusing for you.
And those that are just watching on Twitter and not on Blog Talk, Mia is unable to go. She has college, so she's not going to be able to attend. So she graciously stepped up and said she'd be happy to draw the winner from all of our entries. So thank you, Mia.
You're welcome. Thank you for this honor. So I have here this bag, which contains all of the entries for this pair of tickets to White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, which is we were just talking about on our show, which is Stana Katic's big stage debut in New York City in September. So I've been mixing up these entries. There are so many of them. I've been mixing them up in here, as you can see. There's so many in there. And I just wanted to let everybody know before I draw this that your combined efforts raised more than $4,000 for the Alternative Travel Project.
Wow. That's
really
awesome.
Incredible effort and way to come together for such a great cause. To Sana's heart, and that we try to promote as much as possible here on STR. So,
yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I guess I'll go ahead and draw the name.
Please do. I'm nervous for you.
I'm
excited.
All right. Ready? And the winner of the free pair of tickets to White Rabbit, Red Rabbit is Andrea Diutis.
Oh, Andrea.
Andrea, we know you. Yay.
Yay.
Congratulations, Andrea. And I'm sorry if I butchered your last name. And we will also reach out to you via email. So congratulations. And
that's very exciting. And Andrea is a nurse at CHLA, so it's even nicer that someone that works so closely with another organization that Stana is so passionate about is getting to come to the show. So that's awesome.
Yay!
Yay!
And thank you again, everyone. I echo what Mia just said. So are you still on Periscope, Mia?
I am, and I just wanted to show this to just a scoop.
Okay. Yeah, please do. We didn't want anybody to think we did everything above board.
Can you see that at all?
Yay.
I like the hat, the ATP hat, by the way.
Hello, Andrea.
That's cute.
I like it, too. I'm to be wearing this, and then if anybody asks, all about it. So, all right, well, I'm going to end this video broadcast, and we can continue with our show. So thanks for tuning in, and thank you for donating to ATP.
Yay.
Go car free.
Go car free.
Congratulations, Andrea. Yeah. That's very exciting.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Well done.
You did a great job, Mia. Very nice.
I have to watch it later. I couldn't watch it and do this at the same time. Oh, my gosh. About 40 people just dropped out of the queue.
It's a win-win, though. It's a great thing.
And has nothing to do with us. All we did was give away some free tickets. We just thank you for being generous over there at the Alternative Travel Project. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Go buy your hat. They're pretty cool. I like them. I have to be honest. They are
they
my
are very
thing
cool
thus far.
Cool.
They're well made. So, okay. What else do we have? So I'm going to tweet a little bit later tonight about a number of people for the fan meetup. And let's see. I see.
Sarah.
Was it clear on the video, Elena, to you?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, because
oh,
I couldn't see it. So I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it later. But
yep.
Very good. So,
Okay.
Hey, Mia, we'll tweet after the show, too. If she wants us to, who the winner is. We definitely will email her.
Yes,
I don't know if she's listening live. Is she listening live? I don't even know. Let's see.
I just saw a couple of tweets pop up from her just a few minutes ago, unrelated to this. I just happened to notice her name pop up on my Twitter timeline. So I don't know if she's just as recently as 5 minutes ago. So don't know.
Well, we were going to have little Nikki draw the name, but
then he'd eat the paper.
Because he wanted to make sure he's not eating it, he's throwing it. So thank you everyone again who donated over there. That was great. So what else did we have on our list for tonight? Oh, we are going to be back in September 6th. We're going to, if you have not read it already, you've got a few weeks left to read The Girl on the Train. I've read it. I need to kind of like reread it again. Well, listen to it again. Because I do too.
So all of the details are fresh in my mind. It was a page turner because it was so kind of edge of your seat, you know, suspenseful. But I think I might need to do a reread on that one before our show in a couple weeks here.
I finished it sometime last week, so I'll probably give it a once over before we discuss. Yeah.
No. Yeah, and then the movie is going to come out. I've been seeing the previews for that, the trailer, which I'm a big Emily Blunt fan, so I'm excited.
Yes, same.
Mm-hmm. So. Andrew's being bombarded with people wanting to go. Because she does get 2 tickets, by the way. And I will. The only thing I will say about them is that they're in this is the only detail I'll give because it's up to her to share if she wants to share more. You'll see her there, obviously, if you're going. Is she's in center orchestra. So, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
So, Girl on the Train. What was the other thing? There was one other thing. I cannot think.
I don't know. We talked about the meetup.
Yeah. This is what happened when we aren't here for a while. We kind of lose our touch here. Anything else we can't think of, Elena?
I don't have anything that I could if you're planning on meeting up with the STR crew prior to the show, like Cheryl said earlier, just at some point give us a shout. That way we kind of have an idea of how many people are going to try to come to the meetup. That way we know where an appropriate spot might be. If it's a smaller group, we'll try to, like, reserve a nice big table at a restaurant. And if it's a bigger group, we might say something like, we'll meet, like, at the boathouse in Central Park and, you know, hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, which it's actually not a far walk over to the theater from Central Park anyway. So, you know, it all depends. So we don't want to make any final plans until we have a picture of who will be there. So just let us know. We have a heads up.
Yeah, and I understand that early in the morning there is another group that wants to get together, and they have not let us know their plans yet. So I think Monday is going to be filled with lots of opportunities for sauna fans in New York City. So,
and we'll
we don't
try to keep
to...
things casual, too. That way you can kind of come and go as you know, as you please.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. Nothing concrete. We just want kind of an idea so that we have enough space to – you know, hang out for a while. So.
And we don't want to know that it's on the East Coast, too, because, you know, there might be a different crowd of fans that will be able to meet up and possibibly see each other for the first time, you know, in real life. So that's what was always so exciting for me at Sauna Fan Fest, was being able to put faces to names and, you know, connect with people. And it's like you're already friends. You don't even need to... You don't even need to introduce yourselves, because it's like, oh, we have Stana in common.
Yeah, exactly.
You're already a wonderful person because you like Stana.
Yeah. Awesome taste.
Without saying. Yep.
I remember the first time I met you, Mia, it was at Paley Fest. First time I met you. It's like, you know, you hear these voices all the time, but you've never met the person. And
yes.
You meet them, like...
It was a very brief introduction, and you were swept off. And
yeah,
who knew?
Who knew?
Way back when. Yeah, that's just crazy.
SDR has lots of support, and each one of you make up this interesting community. So thank you, everyone. There was a few people who raised their hand. Let me see if they really wanted to say something. Here's Kate. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Oh, Kate. I'm fine. No, it's just an automatic reflex whenever I'm
She hits one when she's in the queue. Hit one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I long to hear, you are now in the host queue.
It's a very soothing
That's
voice.
So funny.
You're like, okay, I made it.
Well, we maxed out.
Well, it's good to hear your voice anyway.
We maxed out the number of lines, Kate.
You too.
We maxed out the number of lines, so I'm glad you got in early. You came in pretty quick. So.
Good job, Kate.
Which was just smart.
There you go. There you have it.
Now there's plenty
here.
Of lines.
I'm sitting here doing work. So you guys are entertaining me.
Glad to help.
I look forward to September.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to New York? You know, that was what I was going to ask. Who's going that we know? That would be nice. I guess we'll find out when people
press
respond.
Press one.
So,
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going. And ironically, I may actually end up being out in California for work on the week that the movie premieres. That would be nice.
Oh, cool! What? Awesome.
That would be a little too freaky. I'll be in Vegas the following week. So.
Wow, you're just going everywhere.
Yeah.
I know. Crazy.
I'm just saving my money. Saving my money. Well, very good, Mia, for doing that live. I couldn't do that and do this at the same time, so thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. I need to learn how to use Periscope. You just press the button and you're on. Is that what happens after you log in?
Periscope, yes. It says, begin broadcast, and then... and then you can turn. I turned the camera to face me, and then it just says you're live, and I started talking.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay, I think I can do that. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that in New York. I'll let Elena do it.
Oh goodness,
that'd be fun. Yeah, I want to see. I'll tune in. I'll view the live broadcast. I'll wait on my friends.
You can do Facebook Live too.
Facebook Live is pretty cool, too. I do like that.
I watched a live Waitress broadcast of, songs from Waitress at Barnes & Noble from New York City today.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Really?
That's I love that cool. music.
Mm-hmm. Me, too.
Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, Sarah Bareilles.
Well, I know. we'll work on our live broadcast then.
Another song in my head, Mia.
yeah.
sorry.
Bye. All right.
Okay, well, I guess
well,
we're good
I
here.
Well, I think that's probably it. Yeah. Yeah, that's about
damage
it.
Damage done.
Congratulations again to the winner, and congratulations to everybody who donated. You know, you did a good thing, so
absolutely.
Feel good about your donation. So
yep.
Everybody have a great evening, and we'll talk to you on September 6th. Go read your book.
Ooh,
if you have
go
it.
Read your book. Yep. All right, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
It won't play. Why won't it play?
Thank you for listening to Sauna Talk Radio. If you like what you heard, you can subscribe to our show and iTunes podcast so you'll never miss an episode. You can also access our show archives and additional information about STR at www.saunatalkradio.com.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Nikki.